with just a twinge of cringe. Ken, Colleen, and Kurtz, what happened on Star 102.5?
Our listener Irene says she's being ghosted by a guy named Tom, wants to know what happened, and we're going to try and help her. Our What Happened segment is brought to you by our friends at Fiscus Jewelers, your jeweler for life. Hey, Irene, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
How you doing?
I'm okay. Thanks for calling me. I can't believe this is happening.
Sure. All right. Mm-hmm. Well, all right. Why don't you tell us, bring us up to date. What's going on so far? You told us in your email it's been, what, about 3 weeks since you last talked to Tom?
Yeah, it's been a while. I'm just really wanting to figure out what's going on.
All right. Well, what happened from the beginning? How'd you guys meet?
Okay, from the beginning. We met at a bar. He bought me a drink, and I'm not usually one to take drinks from strangers.
Mm-hmm.
But he did seem really friendly, and just after a night of hanging out together, he asked me out.
Okay. You know, mm-hmm. The serial killers come off friendly, right?
They're charming.
I never understand that. That's all. I mean, mm-hmm. they don't come up going, here, want a drink?
Right.
That was terrifying.
Okay. All right. So, the date, did it go well overall? Were you happy with things?
Yeah, we just wanted to keep it sort of casual because during that first meeting, we both had a decent amount to drink, right. So we decided to go to brunch.
Excellent.
Yeah, overall, I felt pretty good.
And nothing awkward?
There were a few things that we said to each other just the night we met, and that did come up. And we both kind of, like, laughed it off. And obviously, it didn't matter enough because, you know, we did go on a date.
Oh. Well, I mean, the first time you were at the bar, you were drinking. I mean...
Okay.
Yeah, okay. So, but that kind of got, it sounds like, during the day, talked over. And otherwise, you can't think of why he'd be ignoring you?
No, I mean, when we met, he did say someone had stood him up. So, I just have this theory that, like, maybe that girl came back.
Oh.
So even after he got stood up, he goes back to her?
Okay. Well, he wouldn't be the first to go back to a not great person.
All right.
You look into it?
People are weird.
Did you try to follow up on this other woman theory?
No, I didn't. No. But, I mean, it seems possible.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Irene, we have Tom on the phone, the other line. He hasn't heard you, hasn't heard what you've told us. So far, he's in the dark on what's going on.
Okay.
We're going to put you on hold, and we want to bring him on, get his side of things, and then we will bring you back on and get you guys on together, okay?
Okay.
I mean, that's the plan anyway. We'll see. Mm-hmm. All right, so hang on. All right, let's bring Tom onto the show now. Hey, Tom, morning.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning. Hey, Tom, it's Ken, Colleen, and Kurt at Star. And we do a dating segment on our show where we try to help people find out what happened after they've been ghosted. So we got a call from Irene. Do you remember Irene?
Oh, yeah. It's been a while.
Well, that's what we're calling about, because she says you're ghosting her. Is that true?
I'm not ghosting her. No, I'm not ghosting her. I just moved on.
Okay, but you didn't tell her you moved on? So, I mean, I think that is what ghosting is, right?
Look, I don't know what to say. At the end of the day, she's crazy.
Okay, she's crazy. Okay, we'll end with that.
No.
And then we'll go to break here.
That is an effective tease, Tom.
Yeah.
When we come back, we find out what happened between Irene and Tom and why he says she's crazy.
The morning entertainment the South Side thrives on.
Every morning.
Ken, Colleen, and Kurt in the morning on Star 102.5.